Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Friday, June 3rd, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. The government of Niger declares an emergency. Believers respond. Christians get ready to open a medical equipment service center in Indonesia. And a ministry seeks help finding food for babies in Haiti. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping the news, the government of Niger has declared a state of emergency. Officials sent out an international appeal for help to feed over 3.5 million Nigerians who are in critical need of food. 800,000 of those are children under age 5. Months of drought was compounded by a locust infestation. World Vision's Karen Homer speaking from Niger.
World Vision has already distributed 900 tons of food, and we just received a grant for more assistance, actually, from the U.S. government. And we're just hoping that we can get the food to these children over the next coming months.
As for ministry, it can be tricky in Muslim-dominated areas like Niger. Homer says,
bringing food in the name of Christ is very important to show the love of God by sharing food and assistance with people here. And they're very appreciative of that. They know World Vision is a Christian organization. We've been working here since 1996 with a lot of cooperation by the government, by local churches that do exist here in Niger as well.
Meanwhile, more people died of AIDS-related deaths and more new infections occurred last year than ever before. Also escalating are the number of orphans left behind. In Zambia, Teen Missions International is providing hope and help. Through 12 orphan rescue units, they're meeting educational, medical, agricultural, and, says Teen Missions' Doug Peterson, spiritual needs.
We do want to give the orphans a hope for the future. We share with them the claims of Jesus Christ. Many of them then make Jesus Christ their Lord and Savior, and really begins to make a difference in their life. And the hope begins to grow from that point.
They hope to set up 100 rescue units within 5 years, which Peterson says is possible as lives are changed.
We're having many of our orphans say this is what they now want to do. And the cycle then continues and expands, and it's exciting to see that they have a hope for the future and to serve the Lord with their lives and to see the Lord change what was such a big problem in Zambia. And actually, there's a hope and an answer.
You're listening to Mission Network News. As Liberia moves toward disarmament, an indigenous ministry is extending the love of Christ to those responsible for the violence that's plagued their country. Walla Wilsito is the pastor of St. Paul Baptist Church and a leader with Jake Memorial Baptist College in Liberia. He says former combatants are finding peace in Christ.
Some of them believe in the Lord Jesus. They are responding, we believe, greatly because the Lord has the power to change. We are just a channel, but He does the changing of mind.
The spiritual climate in Liberia is one of openness to the gospel. That's why their work to train Christian leaders is so important. Wilsito is calling on the church worldwide for support.
We established our college, Jake Memorial Baptist College. It's a 100% national initiative. We don't have resources, but we trust the Lord and believe that through your prayer, God is able to open doors.
Pray for the Lord to supply their needs as Christians in Liberia reach out with God's love and peace. We turn next to Indonesia, where the Ministry of Health in Aceh Province asked international aid to establish a medical equipment service center. This center will directly impact 4 million people of Aceh Province who've been affected by the tsunami disaster of late December. They need help in rebuilding their lives and the quality of their health care. IA responds to biblical mandates by helping meet the needs of the poor, while at the same time focusing on the Great Commission work. And for several years, For Haiti with Love says Abbott Pharmaceuticals has been donating baby formula. But some recent changes meant the flow got interrupted with no promise of when more would come. The formula helps mothers who are unable to feed their babies. While the agency did get a pallet of formula now headed for Haiti, there is concern they won't be able to replenish their supplies. The team gives freely of God's love in order to help make life better for people in northern Haiti. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Josh McDowell's classic book, More Than a Carpenter, has been combined with The Life of Jesus, A Harmony of the Gospels, two books in one, a gift from Gain USA. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 to get your free copy. It's a helpful evangelistic tool. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.